Alright, welcome to episode 2 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. This is C4.
Wolf. I'm
Hunter.
And we don't have Hooks this week. He's on his way, and I don't think he's going to make it because we already delayed ourselves 20 minutes waiting for him. Let's get right into the news. I don't know if anybody else saw this out there. I saw it on MSN's website somewhere. I was going to grab the address, but I totally forgot. Microsoft and Electronic Arts are thinking about buying Sega. I know the company's had a lot of recent financial problems lately. Particularly, everybody remembers the Dreamcast and how we got burned on that, and they cut it off kind of early in its life.
Burned off. We got burned off the Sega CD.
That sucks,
the Sega
man.
32X. I got burned on all of them.
Yeah, I owned them all too, except for the 32X, and Sega somehow couldn't keep their act together, but I think they still make some fantastic games, so it'll be interesting to see who gets to, if anybody purchases Sega. I know they just merged with Sammy, that company over there in Japan, that other game company, and I guess if Electronic Arts is and Microsoft are looking at it, I don't know if they're buying just the Sega end of it or if they're getting both them two companies. I don't think it's going to work like that.
I don't know. Microsoft's got money.
Yeah, they do, but
He's got enough chump change lying around the office to buy that company.
Yeah, he does. That's very true. And I think it would help out the Xbox an awful lot. I mean, I love my Xbox. I got a few great games for it, but unfortunately, I do think that's all they've got is just a few great games. And I think it would be great if we had Sega making nothing but games for them. It would really help out Microsoft a lot, though, I think, if they did on Sega. I mean, think about it. Imagine the PlayStation 2 if they don't keep getting Sega games. If they don't get, like, you know, Shinobi 2. Or, I don't know if you guys heard about Sega Ages, where they're going back and they're remaking, like, some of the old classics, Phantasy Star 2.
They got some great sports games.
Yeah, but they're not... Yeah, they do have some good
and
sports
games. You notice the console market's putting a lot of focus into remaking old games. I think they should steer clear of that. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
See, that's a good topic here. I really think that... I like that idea. I like the old games, personally. I thought they had more gameplay than the stuff we've got today.
Well, yeah, but there's... You know, I remember them as great games. I don't want them to bring them back now. And I look at them, I go, oh, God, I can't believe I played this. You know, and that's the way I look at the old games now.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're bringing straight ports over, you know. I mean, it's not like we're going to... Like, okay, Final Fantasy Anthologies versus Origins, right? Look at Final Fantasy Anthology. They put that back on the PlayStation 1, and it was almost an exact copy of, you know, the original releases on the Super Nintendo, right? And I personally, you know, we all know that that's my favorite game in the world is Final Fantasy VI, so it doesn't matter to me. But look at a game like Phantasy Star 2... Or is it 1 they're remaking? I guess it's 1. I don't know if they're doing
them. I think they're remaking 1, right?
Yeah, okay. I thought it was 1, too. But, like, you know, it looks so great now. You know, and I'm sure they're going to fix all the problems they had with gameplay then, so.
Change a little bit of graphics.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Fix up the graphics. And the gameplay was great, you know. I mean,
they're
going to fix up the graphics. I think that's going to help an awful lot. I know the Xbox is getting some of those. I know the PlayStation's getting some. I can't remember which of their two consoles is getting some of those. And Alex Kidd in Miracle World, one of the best games, the original one, the best games I ever had on my Sega. They're remaking that, you know. I hope that comes out great. And I don't care what it comes out for because I'm covered. I got it.
That would be suck, you know, playing a 16-bit game on a GeForce 3 card.
Well, okay, ask yourself now if you're going to... Are you going to buy Final Fantasy Origins?
Yes, I will.
See, okay, now tell me that's going to suck.
PlayStation. You don't have as much juice as Xbox on the hardware.
Yeah, but still, it's the same thing. You know, you're playing an old game on a, you know, newer console. They updated the graphics to, you know, about 16-bit graphics, and I'm going to buy it, too. I can't wait. I just wish they didn't put it on the PlayStation 1.
Oh. Are they going to add some movie clips inside?
Yeah, probably, like they did for Anthology.
Huh, yeah.
I think next month I'll be buying Zelda, so I'll be playing Zelda while these guys be playing whatever PlayStation games they want. I'll be playing the fattest role-playing game in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Zelda.
That's going to be a nice one. I can't wait to get some more information. I've seen a lot of screenshots on that. It looks like I don't know. I'm divided on the tune graphics, the cel shading. I really don't like it. I saw the clip of the original one they had back at, like, Space World Expo, whatever, however many years ago that was. I mean, it was a totally different game. It looked fantastic. But every review I've seen, which has been just about every game magazine out there, said that, you know, you get over it. You get over the graphics and you realize they were perfect. So let's hope that works out pretty good. Something else I wanted to bring up was NPD Tech World has released their, I guess they, I don't know who these guys are, they track game sales, and PC game sales are down 5%, this was last year, this was 2002, and console games, I guess as a whole, are up 21%. What do you guys think that says for the game market in the computer land?
Well, it says to me that consoles are taking over where computers reign supreme for so many years. But then again, it doesn't say too much about the outcome of it. I think PCs will turn around in the end, and they will retake the market once again. That's my thought.
I have to disagree with that, because there's a lot easier to pirate a PC game than a console game. Some console game, if you can pirate, but you still need a piece of hardware you can put in, then be able to play.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for most people to get a hold of a mod chip. And it's easy for any idiot to download an ISO off the internet.
That's right.
That is true. That's hurting the computer industry.
I think it really does, especially with things like Kazaa and all those other ones that we've got, whatever they are. You know, there's the Nutella Network and all that. E-Donkey, that seems to be a popular one, and Direct Connect. Right. I don't know. I think it's all right as long as you go out and buy the game afterward if you like it and you play it. But you know, that's my opinion. If I like a game, I will, you know, go out and buy it for the PC anyway. I mean, it's like somebody has to support the industry.
Damn it, people! Just stop pirating.
That's right. Go out and buy those. Well, they got to test it out. You know, we need. You know what we need is.
That's why they have demos.
Yeah, but you know what? Look at how long it took takes the demos to come out these days, though. You know, the demos come out after the game has hit the shelves, and nobody knows what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, true.
You know, and true. I mean, at least we get in all of our game magazines, right? We get.
I mean, look what we had to go through when we were younger. I mean, when I was buying games, I wasn't looking at no review. I was looking at the back of the box to see if it looked cool. If it looked cool, most likely you got a good game, but it's not the case nowadays.
That's true. We got a lot of crap out there nowadays, which is why I read a lot of reviews. I have to rely on the magazines. I just can't stand the websites and all their pop-ups, so I hang on the magazines. The thing I really like about the magazines is that now we're getting demo discs, and they are coming out mostly, at least that I've seen, mostly before the games. You know, which is pretty good. It gives, you know, a little taste. You know, I mean, it saved me from buying a couple games so far, and it's you know made me buy a couple other games. Like when I got the demo for Panzer Dragoon, I had to run out and get that game. I couldn't wait.
Maybe a console game guys got a better marketing people than the PC games.
Some of them do, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know.
Well, you know what I think. I think I'm kind of in the middle of the road here. I've got the. You know, you know, it's easy. You have your side on this, which is, you know, the console games are going to be doing better and why the PC game's going to do better. But it's a cycle. You know, you're going to have, like right now, the PC, the console games are, you know, superior to the PC games in, you know, hardware. A lot of the, not everybody can go out and buy a GeForce FX or the new, you know, ATI board or whatever, and they can't play those, you know, like the best games. Like, look at Unreal 2. I think it barely runs, and I've got, you know, a computer better than a lot of people have in their homes, probably most people for that matter, you know, and it's like it barely runs on my computer. But I put any game into my Xbox or my PlayStation 2, and it fires right up.
Yeah, you're guaranteed you're going to get play right away.
It might not be so great, like Unreal Championship for the Xbox, but, you know, oh, I guess they did patch it for the Xbox. Something we were all kind of afraid of is that we were going to start seeing game patches for our consoles, so we'll talk about that a little bit later, though. But I think once we get newer hardware, like once the GeForce FXs either come down in price or they get, you know, more people start buying those and we get more, you know, high-end ATI boards in there, we're going to see the PC game market take off again. You know, I really think it's going to pick up and it's going to surpass the console market for a while. I mean, that's how it's going to work, I think. You know, and until 2005... or the end of 2004, when we get a new PlayStation, a new Xbox. Yeah. And
I mean, it was once before you never seen a console port on a computer. You always seen a computer port to a console. It wasn't the other way around. See, that just tells you right there where the market's going.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to find out, and I sure don't mind, you know, breaking out $200-$300 for a console that I know is going to last 5 years, as opposed to $400 for a new video card. You know, I mean, I was looking at the ATI one, the 9700 Pro today, $300 for a card, and I know they're going to come out with another one soon, And, you know, it's probably going to barely run the games that we're going to have in the next couple of months. I mean,
that's Xbox with five games, $300.
Huh?
$300, that's Xbox plus five games. Yeah, it comes with three free ones.
Where?
So, yeah, right now, yeah, I think they have on sale. It's so, like, come with a Jet Radio set.
Jet Set Radio, Jet Set Future, Radio Future, and Sega GT 2004.
Yeah, and then you can pick one other game, some Gator one.
That probably has to do with Nintendo's new deal.
Yeah.
You know, Nintendo had it for like, this whole last 2 weeks where you could buy a GameCube for $150 and pick from, like, five different games for free, and one of those games was Metroid Prime. And
Mario, I believe.
I think Mario Sunshine. Luigi's Mansion, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and Metroid Prime, I think, were the games. Those are all some pretty good games, you know. I mean,
it's a pretty strong lineup for Nintendo.
It is, but don't you think that means that maybe Nintendo might be hurting a little bit? I mean, if they're having to resort to that.
That's obvious they're struggling. But
they got to have some tricks inside their sleeves.
Yeah, the Game Boy is their trick, which brings us perfectly segue to our Game Boy Advance SP. That should be out on, let me take a look here. Well, I wrote it down. March 23rd, the Game Boy Advance SP should be coming out. I haven't got my hands on one yet, but I'll tell you, from what I've seen, they're about the unfolded, you know, when you're going to, like, be using it, let's say, and if you open it full length, it's about as long as a Game Boy Advance currently is. It's a lot better design, I think, though. It's more vertical than it is horizontal. Yeah. You know, it seems to fit your hands a little better from everything you've heard. Yeah, you know, I think it'll be great to be able to take that thing around with you, fold it in your pocket, and not worry about scratching the screen.
I think that's a problem you had, too, with your Game Boy Advance, was that your hands would cramp when you would play it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've heard that before, that people have been having that kind of problem. So hopefully this fixes it. We'll see.
And it comes with a better battery. I think it's a lithium battery.
Yes, it has a
rechargeable. It lasts a lot longer.
Well, actually, I don't think it's that much longer. It's 10 to 18. Okay, it's 18 hours with the light off and 10 hours with the light on is what Nintendo's claiming. Now, with my batteries that I have in there, my rechargeables, you know, my whatever they are, nickel metal hydride batteries, the nickel metal hydride batteries, my Game Boy Advance would last 15 hours. And, you know, I had an external light, which I used once in a while. The lighting where I used to play all the time was fine. No, it wasn't in the bathroom either. It was at the office at work. And I didn't have a problem with it except for the hands cramping up. You know, the light wasn't a problem. The batteries lasted forever. It was my hand would cramp up. I couldn't hit the shoulder buttons very well. I hear that it's great now. With the, you know, the redesign, the SP, I just don't know how people are going to react to the headphone jack. I don't know if any of you guys heard that. They took off the headphone jack. Remember, you could plug any set of headphones you had before, right? Now it's like a proprietary connection. You have to buy like a $5 converter or something to plug your headphones in.
That's marketing.
That's kind of gay.
Yeah, it's really stupid. And the price of the thing is supposed to be $99.95, so you're going to shell out another bone for that. So
plus shipping handling?
Plus, well, no, you can go pick it up at the store for $100. Yeah. But, so I sold my Game Boy Advance on eBay.
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for this now because I think I'm going to like it a lot. I sold the games I had. I didn't really play most of those anymore. I think Nintendo's got a winner, though. I mean, they know what people want. You know, they don't. It's going to be nice having a silver little Game Boy. Rather than, you know, pink and blue and all that crap they had before, this looks like a tech toy rather than like a Game Boy.
Yeah, right. I didn't like the color things. You know, a lot of people did, but I didn't.
I didn't care for it either. My fuchsia Game Boy. I actually had a guy on eBay write me, "Is that pink?" Some new games. Let's see. We had, as far as, you know, big releases come out, we had Unreal 2 that was out just a little bit ago. I got a chance to play it for quite some time. I've played it for probably maybe 15 hours or something. I tell you what, if on a scale of 1 to 10 and 5 is average, this is the most average game. This is a solid 5 I've ever played. I mean, the graphics are beautiful. I don't know if...
That's about it, though.
That is it, huh?
They really didn't put much in it. The gameplay was uninspired. The level design was uninspired. I mean, I wasn't impressed at all.
Yeah, they had some beautiful shots, though. I mean, it was sure pretty, but it runs like a dog. I'm running the GeForce 3, an Athlon XP 1900 Plus, 512 megs of PC 2100, and the damn thing takes forever to load up, you know. And when you're trying to play at a decent resolution, it just, it crawls. I mean, it sucks. I mean, I can't enjoy a game like that. And, you know, I usually complain about games not pushing the market, but it's like, my God, why on earth does this run so bad when it shouldn't?
Well, it's just like with Morrowind. That game was a beast.
Yeah.
Great game. I loved it, but it put your computer through its paces, that's for sure.
Yeah, it did. That was definitely, I think, role-playing game of the year.
Got a question for you. So, like, Unreal 2, are they still using the Unreal's original 3D engine?
They've been building on it.
Okay.
Like, notice, like Unreal 1 was built, like, 200 and something. You know, and then did you notice that Unreal Tournament was built 436 or 437, right? And then they keep changing the engine, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's still, I mean, they just, you know, upgraded and just slap a new number on it. I think, I swear to God, didn't it say that Unreal Tournament was, like, build 2,300 or something, or 2,030-something?
Wow.
I thought it was, like, build 436 or...
That was Unreal Tournament. Unreal Tournament 2003 was, like, I thought it was, like, 2,000-something. I didn't really look at it. I didn't really like that game at all, so I didn't really play it. Yeah, it was kind of a letdown from Unreal Tournament, huh? I know lots of people that went out and bought it, and I kind of held back because I was playing Tactical Ops every day like a crack addict.
Which I still play. I'm guilty.
Yeah, I'm proud to say I haven't played since the last show, thank God. But I got sucked into another game just as bad. I've been playing Dark Age of Camelot, which I said great I wasn't going to play again. No, it's not a great game. I know you can't wait to get home and install the expansion pack you just got, and it's sitting right here. Resist the urge. I don't know. I have a problem with those MMORPGs. I just... Too big a world with nothing to do but run and kill the same stupid things and fight for levels, but... We hear our buddy Ode, he got into the beta of Shadowbane, so I'm going to try to get some information out of him. Maybe we can bring that to you next week before the game releases on, I think, the 25th of March. So far, what he's told me, though, it's not too great. You know, your character doesn't look so hot. I guess they used very few polygons on the characters, and... You know, like more on the trees and the surroundings and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that was such a good idea.
Worthless.
Well, it wouldn't matter about the graphics too much as long as the gameplay is solid.
Yeah, I hope it's not the same idea where you just run around.
And I know I'm not one on graphics. I mean, this coming from a guy who plays Fallout 2. You know,
still.
I think it's a great game. Everyone else bagged on the graphics, but hey, there was a solid game underneath.
Yeah, that is what matters, gameplay. Let's hope the developers remember that, okay? It's gameplay we want, not flash. Which brings us to a good example here, Generals. Command & Conquer Generals. I've played that extensively. I mean, that's all we played this last weekend. It seemed like every waking moment we were playing Generals, and it was just, you know, Wolf and I played, and it was almost like they just took what made, like, Red Alert a good game and slapped some better graphics on it. They didn't change the controls, you know, beyond... I mean, why don't they use Warcraft 3 controls or Starcraft controls or Age of Empires even? You know, I mean, new games that have, you know, evolved in their controls. And now we've got these, you know, these old controls.
Different designers, different company, of course, they got their own... they want different controls.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't change the controls. You know, I mean, give us that option to change the controls to the games that we... Because when you have a game, when you're making a game that's just like another game that is huge, you know, when you're making your Command & Conquer Generals that is just like, you know, like Warcraft 3, you know that Warcraft 3 is a fantastic game, okay? You know that, you know, it's huge, multi-million seller, I'm sure, by now, okay? You know that game is a hit, so, and you know that there's probably a reason for it, and gameplay is going to be the reason for it, you know that, okay? And... Why would you want to try to be different with controls that just don't make any sense? That's the problem. I mean,
I think they're testing the waters right now because, you know, with Warcraft 3, they made the perfect controls. You know, I mean, you got the greatest controls in the world for RTS, hands down. So they're probably testing the waters, see if they can improve on that. But what they're going to run into is that Blizzard is the king for a reason.
And yeah, they're going to find out.
Yeah, they'll find out real quick.
They need to evolve these controls, though. Not, I mean, it's just... Rather than try to change them back... I mean, and you know... the Chinese... The China... I mean, come on. I don't know if anybody else heard those voices, but... I don't know if they were... It was just...
A little stereotype.
Yeah, the whole game was just... I mean, it was horrible. You hear, "We stand together!"
And the terrorists
sounds Chinese to me.
Stereotype, even though they are kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but still. And I mean, look at the other guys. Tell me that the GLA, the Global Liberation Army or whatever, you know, the bad guys, the terrorists, yeah. Tell me that doesn't look like everybody, you know. But I mean, like, just like we stereotype them, you know. I mean, come on, guys. I mean...
That's what our country gets accused of a lot, I think. Most people are right.
I mean, look at when we do stuff like that.
Stereotype everything.
Mm-hmm. We do. I mean, the gameplay's not that good. It was fun to play originally, to check it out, you know, just to get a hands-on for the new game from the guys that brought us Red Alert. And I don't know, I can't recommend that game to anybody, though. I mean, over Warcraft 3? Give me a break.
Like a very... Very few maps for general.
Yeah, very few. Yeah, but I think you can...
For multiplayers.
You know what? That brings up another good point. I actually went to their website to try to download some new maps, right? Do you know what I was faced with? I had to download some kind of general's downloader to get... Like, I had to run like a whole separate program that would go to their website and get the maps and stuff for me. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to go install some stupid program that your company wrote that's probably buggy anyway to just get a couple, you know, maps...
Sounds like spyware to me.
Yeah, it probably is, huh? Checking up on us, see what we're running on there, you know? I mean, come on, just give us the damn maps. You know what's going to happen is people are going to start going to the third-party sites, which is, you know, great. You know, most of the third-party sites are better than the first-party sites. You know, you go to Bob's General's website and you get some great maps, but there's a lot of crap out there, too. At least you don't have a stupid downloader. You know, you get your little zip file, unpack it to wherever, you know, you want to put your map, and that's fine. I don't know if you, apparently you guys didn't do that, but man, it's horrible. I didn't do it. I would not install their little stupid thing.
No, I installed it and played it for a second. I'm not a big fan of RTS, so that's my reason.
That was pretty impressive. You even installed that thing. I know a big game everybody's looking forward to is Soul Calibur 2. Apparently this comes out in August for all three consoles, and one of the coolest things about it is that every console gets its own special character. And I'm proud to say that the Xbox, I think it's the coolest. Maybe a tie with the coolest. Nintendo gets Link, you know, from Zelda.
Zelda.
That is awesome, and he looks good. He looks like he did, you know, he doesn't look all cartoony and cel-shaded. He looks like he did, you know, back in the footage they were showing before they changed it to the cel-shaded style. And the Xbox gets Spawn. Todd McFarlane's Spawn. Yeah, that is fat. How cool is that going to be?
Whoa.
I can't wait to play that.
Now let's hope they make a great Spawn game. So far they haven't made one yet.
Yeah. That'd be nice to see a nice one of those, too. And PlayStation 2, I don't know why they did it. It's a weapons-based fighter, and they get Heihachi from Tekken. Heihachi, a guy who walks around on wooden blocks and punches people. I mean, come on, you guys. You could have done better than that.
Pretty weak, especially considering the lineup that they had to choose from.
I know. PlayStation has some good guys that they could have thrown in there.
Cloud.
That would have been awesome.
With a huge sword.
They got
a guy with a huge sword in there already, so.
Yeah, but it would have been cool to see a guy that you know from another game, you know.
Was Lionheart.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. His gun sword thing. The guy with
gun
that? Blade. Yeah, the gun blade. That would have been so cool. Because then you have some kind of fireball. And Link shoots arrows, too. So he does have, you know, some kind of a projectile.
Huh.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'll probably be playing the version with Link over at your house, split with my time with the Spawn one for the Xbox.
Yeah, that's a must-buy.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a great fighting game. That's going to make up for the serious lack of fighting games on the Xbox. But with Capcom vs. SNK2, I don't know. I mean, it better have some kind of live capability. It better.
And then you know Xbox version is going to have a much better graphics.
Yeah, that's another thing.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah, oh, by far. Yeah, I'm not even considering the PlayStation 2 version with Heihachi. I want to see the nice Xbox one. And I like the controllers better, too. So, what else have we got here? Final Fantasy Origins. We talked about this a little bit a second ago. Final Fantasy 1 and 2 remade for the PlayStation 1. With updated 16-bit graphics. I don't know if they're going to put any new movies in it or anything. I haven't seen any screenshots that showed any movies. But I've seen they did update the graphics, and they updated some of the gameplay. Do you remember playing Final Fantasy, you know, camped out before school in the morning? You're trying to squeeze in a little leveling, you know, back in the old days when you had to walk around and level your characters up and, you know, took a little effort to play your role-playing game rather than just fly through it like you do today's role-playing games. They have they updated things like... remember when you're in a combat, and if you killed the guy, your character would not attack the next guy?
Right.
Do you remember that?
If
you killed him, that was stupid, right? Well, I guess they fixed that. That's pretty cool. You know, that'll make it playable again, I think. And Final Fantasy II, which is the real Final Fantasy II that's never been here before in America. The Final Fantasy II we had on the Super Nintendo over here was actually Final Fantasy IV. So we get Final Fantasy II for the first time. That'll be fantastic. I heard they have a great experience system, though. I mean, it's not like experience-based where, you know, you just kill a guy and get X amount of experience points for him. You actually, off your skill building. And I guess there's quite a few websites out there about you know, how it works. Like the more your guys get hit, you get your hit point maximum will go up because you take more damage. And it's really based off of how the game plays for you, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that is a really good way to do things. Speaking of imports, you know.
No, this won't be an import. This is going to be released here in next month, March.
Yeah, but it's still kind of an import because we're getting two for the first time.
Final Fantasy 1 was here.
I mean, Japan's had these games for how long before we've had them?
Yeah.
You know, so
well, we had Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah, that's true. But that was on the Nintendo way back in the heyday.
Hey, we all had a Nintendo and loved it.
That would teach us not to drop a nuke on Japan anymore.
Yeah, really, huh? Peace with Japan, man. They supply our games. Come on now. We got their back. Let's see. What else did we see? We didn't really...
Final Fantasy X? I just beat it last night.
Just beat Final Fantasy X?
Yeah, last week I was thinking that game, you know, too much clips, cutscenes. But once you get into it, it's such a good story. I got so into it. And the level systems are slightly different was before. Like, you gain your levels, but you don't gain your stats. And you get to pick what kind of stats you want to gain. Your magic points, your magic points, strength, your agility, anything. You get to pick what kind. And you have to get a certain spheres you put in, like those. They give you a huge sphere map, and each one you move one, you need a level for it. So
it sounds like a Diablo 2 skill tree, kind of like that, where you remember you could pick your stats where you wanted to put them at, and then you picked, you know, your special abilities.
Right, kind of like that, but it's totally... It's
kind of like it, but too different.
Of course.
Little bit different, but you needed those items, spheres. You have to kill an enemy to get them or find the treasure chest. Than to put inside the skill you want.
So, okay.
So you got, like, mana sphere, you got a power sphere, you got speed.
That sounds pretty cool, and you were telling me the story is really good, too. Huh?
Story is awesome. Too long to tell.
I'll have to.
So you have to beat yourself. Sorry, dude.
I'm gonna have to.
That game's got a lot of movies in it. I'm getting real tired of the movie-based games.
Okay.
They're more like it's like watching an anime cartoon. You know, if they would just cut out some of them scenes.
Hey, I have no problem with anime. Okay.
I don't have a problem with anime, but I do have a problem when they stuff the game with half cutscenes, you know, and you're only getting half a game. The rest is all cutscenes, so, you know, it just kind of pisses you off that you have to sit through these things, and they won't let you skip them. So it makes for a boring game.
Okay, actually, I beat a game in about 33 hours. I said the cutoff scene's about, at least 10 hours.
10 hours of cutscenes.
But you know, it links stories together, though.
Yeah, it's good at done correctly.
That's real good. I mean, a story, so good. I got so into it.
That's good.
I got so attached to the characters.
So that's exactly what I like in those games, you know, is I like having emotion with my games, which
that's
is
right.
A fundamental problem, I think, with most American RPGs. That's the reason I bought my PlayStation, which is, I mean, I've only had it for how long now? Maybe...
4 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, it's been longer than that. Last week I said I had bought it last week, and I've had it for at least a month, so it's probably been like 5 weeks I've had my PlayStation 2. And the reason I got it was I was sitting around thinking about the role-playing games, which are my favorite genre of game to play, and I've got, you know, all the Infinity Engine games, Baldur's Gate, Icewind Dale, I've got all that, you know, I've got, you know, these EverQuest and Dark Age of Camelot, and I've got a host of other ones, and the only ones that I ever really cared for with the Japanese role-playing games. And it's because you have emotion. You know, you care about the characters.
You got EverQuest?
Yeah.
You big fatty.
I hate that game. I tried it, you know. I mean, I paid, it was only $10. You know, they gave you a free month. I checked it out. I didn't play it for more than a month.
Yeah, I don't see what people saw in that game.
I don't either.
Graphics are mediocre. The gameplay was repetitive.
It was horrible.
I mean, Dark Age, yes, it is repetitive a little bit, but, you know, it's a much better game than ever.
At least you have Realm versus Realm to look forward to. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can take your character out of his realm. There's three different realms per server. You know, and all the characters in each realm are totally different. And, you know, you got Realm versus Realm, where you actually can transfer, you know, you can go and fight them out in the, what do they call that? It's like the battlefield or something. I can't remember what they call it.
Yeah, out there in that. It's called RVR.
Yeah,
Realm versus
what
Realm, but the object is to capture the enemy keep. So, yeah, you get these big war parties out there with siege engines out there, and it's pretty cool.
But yeah, it does lag.
It lags the video card.
Exactly. You know, and I bet, I mean, not only your video card, I bet, has a hard time keeping with it. I mean, what about your internet connection? Okay, it's not going to keep up with that. You know, I mean, it just can't. Every time I've seen something like that, it just brings you down to your knees. It sucks. So
I can imagine playing that on a modem.
Yeah, and you know some of those guys do, those dedicated people out there.
56K?
56K. Not even everybody's using that still for some reason.
You kidding me?
I mean, every once in a while when I'm playing TO, I'll see a 56K-er pop on. It's like watching a slideshow, you know?
Yeah, playing tactical ops and the guy's hopping all over.
Here he comes, you know, sliding across the level, and I can't hit him because he's warping all over the damn place.
Yeah, but you know, you can't be sure if those are the cheaters or if those are the 56Kers.
Yeah, there are a lot of cheaters.
Yeah, there are. Way too many.
I'm getting enough complaints for that. We did last week already.
Yeah, we complained an awful lot. We really did. But
there's a lot to complain about.
There is a lot to complain about. And next week, we get to complain about the same thing even more. I bet everybody can't wait to hear that. Xenosaga. We've got two copies of it in the house. So hopefully we'll get around to that.
I start tonight.
You're going to start tonight? I got to finish Suikoden. Maybe I'll play that crap tonight instead of Dark Age. Maybe I'll play them at the same time. Hey, I've done it before.
Hey, we did it before.
I know.
We'll point each other. Hey, where are you at? Yeah, yep. We're right there.
That'll
same spot.
That'll be great. I got to check that out. But talk about a game with too many movies. That's all I ever hear in the reviews about Xenosaga is that it's all movie. And I think I'm going to have a real hard time with it. This is why I stopped playing Final Fantasy after 6. I mean, I tried 7, I played it, and you know what, I was really liking that, and I had to stop playing because I got something better came along, and I was playing it on my laptop at work, and it kind of lagged anyway, so it really pulled me out of the story having technical problems playing that game. But I don't know, 7 seemed pretty cool. 6, I think, was the pinnacle of any game ever, and we haven't come very far since I stopped playing the Final Fantasy games. You know, it seems like with Xenosaga, we've got, I mean, it's probably more than half movie. This, it actually allows you to save in the middle of the movie. That's how long these friggin' clips are.
That's pretty bad.
That's really bad.
No, you know what? Yesterday I started on Xenosaga, right? I just started checking it out. Uh-huh. Trying to skip the movie, push a star, and give me an option.
Oh.
It says push the start again, go back to the movie, or push trying to skip it.
Oh, that's cool. You can skip it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure all of them. Just
yeah,
but
the thing with Xenosaga, they did make the story critical, so you do kind of have to watch it.
Exactly, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine, but then you're going to be sitting there for an hour watching a damn
There's
clip.
One of them that almost lasts an hour. According to the reviews in whatever magazine I was reading at the time, almost all of them have reviewed it, they said that one of the movies, a couple hours into it, is like 45 minutes long. That's good.
Whoa. That's one goddamn long cut.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put up with that, though.
It's got
to
be a record.
Yeah, it definitely is. I don't know how good
don't
it's
going to be. Don't say that. Someone's going to make a 46 minutes.
Yeah. Just despite Xenosaga. Probably the next Xenosaga, too.
That's episode 1, though, this one.
I know. Yeah. So I'm saying, there's supposed to be like 5 of them or something. So that'll be really cool.
Oh, good lord.
That's good. No, hey, bring them on. We need better role-playing games and more. You know, I mean, we've got, with the host of crap games we've got out there, you know, we've got, I mean, especially on the PlayStation 2 and the Game Boy Advance, look at all the crap. We need some big releases.
Well, look this way, though. If this game first release sucks, what do you think they're going to do with next 4?
They'll probably change them. Or cancel them.
Yeah, or what people would think of them. So will they continue buying them?
Well, look at Xenogears. That was the first one. That was fantastic.
That one's good.
You know, I mean, it didn't have a 10 for the movies, probably.
You'll be surprised what people will buy, what they'll put up with, you know.
How do you think Sony stays in business?
Right.
Look at the crap games out there. Most of those games are crap. And, you know,
you only look at their TVs, though, so fat.
Yeah,
look
at
their electronics. That's how they stay in the business.
Yeah, their audio video.
Are you kidding me?
But instead, somehow that PlayStation just, I don't know, just came in and just wrecked the game market. I mean, it was just a flood of crap. You know, with a few gems in there. But apparently, people buy that crap, man. It kept Sony in business, and they had them, they took over. Not in business, I mean, they took over. I have to give props to them. Something they did right. But it sure wasn't the hardware, and it sure wasn't the games. I don't think it's the, it must be the marketing. Hardware. It's not the hardware. It's certainly not the games. I swear to God, it's not the games.
Gotta be the marketing.
It's gotta be marketing. I mean,
it's
the games.
You know, I think PhD Nintendo dropped the ball with the GameCube, you know, going with a half-size DVD.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
That was weak on their part.
When every other console plays DVDs, why would you make yours now, you know, without a DVD capabilities?
It's like with the 64, they dropped the ball by not having it CD.
Yeah.
You know, and the PlayStation come along and just swept them.
You know how Nintendo stays in business? Game Boy. Which is interesting because, you know, rumors have been around that Sony is thinking about making some kind of a portable. And no, it's not going to be CD-based. I have heard that it's not going to be CD-based. It is going to be some kind of cartridge-based thing.
Man, they should have made it CD-based. That would have been the shit.
That would have been the shit, man. A
CD-based. Buy on the internet, but give you an empty cartridge, probably.
Oh, like some kind of...
Download off the internet and...
Yeah, download the illegal ROMs. Well, at least you could try before you buy, though, you know? And that's all I can say about that. I love ROMs, man. They allow me to relive the classics, but it's like... Yeah, it doesn't have quite that same feeling either. You know, I mean, think about it. When you were camped out late at night in front of the TV playing those old, you know, 8-bit and 16-bit games, it doesn't work the same when you're sitting on your computer chair with a Sidewinder in your hand, you know?
Yeah, it just don't feel right.
It doesn't. You know, I mean, at least you get to check it out, but it's like, you know, you got ICQ and you've got, you know, your IRC and you got your messengers and all that bullshit playing and you're trying to play Winamp at the same time. And talk about taking you out of the game. And it's not your TV. The graphics are a little bit too sharp. You know, you
can
really see.
You could be accused of doing too much while you're trying to do one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm more one-minded. You know, I get on something, that's all I think about. I ignore everything.
I know, because I know.
Messenger pops up, I ignore it.
In 3 days, you're level 14. What do you got, an Eldritch on Galahad server? You know, in like 3 days, it's going to be like level 26 or something. I know you. You're going to play for the next couple of days. You're off now. Let's see, we've got... Oh, there's going to be a new Castlevania for the PlayStation 2 also. I don't know anything about it beyond that, except for I think they're introducing a new character, yet again.
I heard they were going to go back to the classic style of play for Castlevania, but it could just be a rumor. I hope they stick with the role-playing game elements.
I think they're sticking with that.
Because that was great.
I love the fact that
I could buy items, you know?
I know, huh?
It gave me that feel for my character.
It did, huh? You could build him how you wanted him. You know, you could carry all your garbage around, just like a role-playing game with a lot of action. It kept you really sucked in. I've never been a big fan of Castlevania. Never. Until I got Harmony of... what did I see you had? Harmony of Dissonance?
Yeah.
On the Game Boy Advance? I ran right out and bought that. On my trip down to Vegas and played it all the time when I was down there. You know, I came back and I stopped playing it because it hurt my hands too much.
But did you keep that game?
No, I just sold it on eBay yesterday, as a matter of fact. I dumped a lot of those. I'm waiting for some better games to come out for the Game Boy Advance, and maybe when some better games come out, I'll pick up a Game Boy Advance SP. Hopefully they might come down in price a little bit. But, you know, Nintendo, never one to disappoint. Apparently... There was supposed to be, well, at least it was talked about when they were designing the Game Boy Advance SP, you know, when they were designing that. I guess they were talking about putting Bluetooth wireless in it. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you could play up to 30 feet away from your buddies without that stupid link cable in between you. How cool is that?
That would have been bad.
But it didn't make the cut.
Oh.
Anybody care to venture a guess why?
Wasn't cost effective.
Well,
probably if it's a cost effective. You can always go infrared. It's cheaper.
Like an infrared doesn't go very fast or far. It goes like 3 feet.
Yeah, Bluetooth, how much data do you think transfer each other though to a 16-bit, 32-bit?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Well,
and how far will you be? Just cross each other.
Yeah, that's true too. They could have gone with that. I got a theory.
How many?
To your theory.
To my theory? Another Game Boy in a couple years. Maybe in 2 years.
That has that feature.
That has that feature.
That is a good possibility.
Yep, think about it. Nintendo, never one to disappoint. They love to re-release Game Boys for us.
Or maybe just an adapter.
They could put some kind of add-on adapter on there, possibly. But there's a couple games that don't work with it now as it is. They don't need to adapt anything else.
Yeah, it's kind of crap. It's like towards the end of a system's life, you start to see what games should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like with like the 64. You see maybe four great games on it. And Zelda was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Think about it. See how small the GameCube cities are? Mm-hmm. You can make a portable device.
Holy crap. That's a great idea.
I just came up.
Damn.
That is a good idea.
That is a fantastic idea. Sony, you gotta do it for us. Think about the amazing games that they could have on a CD format, one of those little mini disc things. Those little tiny CDs.
It's a DVD.
Well, the GameCube is. Damn, that's a great idea. Wow.
They could storm the market once again.
Yeah, they could. They could crush Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
If they put out anything anywhere near the hardware quality of the PlayStation, that read off of those little DVDs and do a portable, oh my god.
And regular LCD display, still got like a few hundred thousand megapixels. Graphics kind of look.
If they could put in, like, you know, some AV jacks, and you could hook it up to your big screen, bam, there you go. You got your console.
That would be nice. Wouldn't that be something? You could hook up your Sony, they'd call it what, a Playboy?
Good one.
Hook it up to your Sony TV, and you could, that would be a fantastic idea. Or maybe just like a one plug, which is, you know, you have to buy the cable, like the converter for like $5. They could have a little cable, the little plug there, plug it in, plug your TV and all that garbage into it, and play on the TV.
We
need money. Venture capitalists, give us a call. Our email address is on the website.
We don't need money. We just make sure to get a device whenever it's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
For free.
Definitely, definitely. That's a hell of a good idea. Oh my god. Sorry, Nintendo. But I mean, their reign in the portable market's got to go. I mean, because it's becoming.
Yeah, they've had a stranglehold on that for years. I mean, The Lynx, when it came out, had such potential, but Nintendo crushed it, and it was like, the reason why they did crush it is because they had all the, game developers in their pocket.
The Atari Lynx?
Yeah.
And the game, remember the Sony, what did Sega make? The Game Gear. That screen was so much better than the Game Boy at the time, you know?
Pretty dark, though, just like a...
It was a little bad. I used to have one.
I sold it to an op.
Yeah, oh.
But the best one ever, in my mind, is always going to be the Lynx.
Yeah, that thing was... No, come
not
on.
The Lynx.
The
no,
Turbo
sorry, excuse me.
Express.
Turbo Express Duo, you're right.
The Turbo Express, yeah. That thing was awesome.
Bonks, baby.
Bonks Adventure. That is the shit. That's what we... I'd really like to see NEC start putting out some of those old classics like that, too. That'd be pretty cool. God, that'd be great. Something we picked up a little while ago, we picked up those new Airflow controllers from Nyko. I don't think we talked about this last show, and I really wanted to, because I have a serious problem with Sony's controllers. Another reason why I can't stand the PlayStation was those controllers. I didn't like them. They cramped my hand like a Game Boy. Everybody's house I went to, you know, all my buddies, everybody had a PlayStation. I didn't want to play, because not only did most of the games suck, that's another story. I didn't like the controllers, and so when I got my PlayStation 2, the first thing, I came home that same day with a new control. Wolfhair got one too. It's those Airflow controllers, you know, the ones you've seen with the fan in the back. They rumble, they've got variable speed fan control, they've got them for all three systems, and I tell you what, I mean, they feel good. They really feel fantastic. They fit just right, at least on the PlayStation. I don't have an Xbox One or a GameCube.
No, controller. I don't have one yet. I was thinking about getting one, but I'm not too much concerned with air blowing over my hands. I mean, I'm cold all the time.
That's another point, though. It's a feeling when you grab the grip.
Yeah. That's another good point. Yeah,
yeah,
see. Now,
a grip.
That you really liked. You were talking about the rubberized grip, rubberized hands.
Right.
I know. I think the GameCube's controller blows them all out of the water.
It does. It is. It's better than the Xbox controller, I think. even though the Xbox controller has
I mean, it just feels natural when I'm holding it.
I still like those old Sidewinder controls.
Yeah, those were good. They don't have the perfect feel. Like, you couldn't camp out for days and use them, I don't think. But they're damn, they're
probably... Yeah, right.
I couldn't. I think they're the best controllers on the PC, for PCs. But.
Remember with the NFL Blitz?
They have made an adapter for the PlayStation 2 controller that goes to your PC.
Yeah.
And that's going to sell a lot.
Here's the one thing I hate, though. When you go over to someone's house, use the same control when they hand it over. It's all greasy, sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the air comes in really handy.
Air comes really handy. Keep your hand nice and dry.
Cool. Yep, cool and dry, baby.
Yeah, so you get clammy hands.
You do, after, especially when you're playing something like Street Fighter or Killer Instinct.
Oh, yeah, you get nervous and you start sweating.
You know, yeah, and, you know, your blood's flowing and, you know, pumping, and you're just, you know, you start sweating, you know, your hands just do it. Or when you're camped out, you know, playing for hours of a role-playing game, eventually it happens.
Oh, yeah.
These airflow controllers, they're like $25. Time. They're fantastic. They're great. And Hooks, who's not here, has one for his Xbox. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think it was as good as the Xbox Controller S. I didn't like the way it felt.
And the layout on the buttons.
The layout on the buttons, yeah. Remember, it was just like the old fat one, the behemoth Xbox controller, the original. It puts the black and white buttons up on the top again. But you know what the biggest problem with it was? Remember that Live didn't work.
Oh, that's right. That little thing on the way.
Yeah.
Insert a lot.
Yeah, they call it the communicator. It didn't fit into the controller, and you cannot put the communicator in the bottom thing either. You have to put it in the top.
But Hooks said he used it at home, though, with Live. How weird.
He used his? It didn't work over here for some reason with your Live. Well, with your communicator. Huh.
Maybe mine is made in China, though. Yeah.
That controller, I guarantee, is made in China. Shouts to all your guys. Hey, didn't you want to talk about that? Earth
20. Okay, last week I put our link for this show on a website, a forum. It's we have a client called a Duel. It's an online game. It's text-based.
A text-based game. You hear that? Gameplay is what matters, people.
Right, it's text-based, but I'm so into it. And there are thousands, I think, got about 30,000 people playing that game right now.
I think that's what it was last time I checked. It's called Earth 2025. It's, what's the website?
Swerve.
Games.swerve.com. Yeah, it's like, if any of you guys ever played Baron Realms Elite, or Solar Realms Elite, Alpha Colony 6, Falcon's Eye, any of those great BBS games... Any of those.
You will love Earth 2025.
Yeah,
this one's different. I remember before, back in the old days, we play a BBS game. We only can have like 26 people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This one can have thousands of people. And then you got three different gameplays. You got one, it's called regular gameplay. It's you go for your own, it's individual.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a tournament. It resets every month.
Mm-hmm.
So you start over again. So if you are getting real high rank in the game,
mm-hmm.
you move to a different level. You got different levels of games.
Yeah.
Now, third one is called Free for All.
Oh yeah, that's right. Is that the one where you can have like 15
countries? Yeah. That one. So you can one account can have 15 countries, but you know you join up together with different groups, like called clans.
Well, yeah. You know how I feel about text games.
So anyway, I joined this clan. It's a great, I mean, you get to know, it's not a point to play game. You get to meet those wonderful people online. They're pretty cool. I mean, you ask them help, they help you right away. And I mean, this clan's called a Duel.
Yeah, some of the games you guys play and you talk and it's like, man, you guys sound like you're ancient.
And we are ancient.
Here I am, the oldest one of the group, and you know, I should know of these games, but
back in
I don't,
my day,
you know?
Sonny, we played games with no graphics and loved it.
But you know, I do remember great games, you know, like, let's see, what was that one game you, scorned me for? Darklands. Loved that game.
Oh, that's because I never saw it back then. I only saw it, like, you know, a couple months ago when you were telling me about it. I checked it out.
If I could get that game to work, I'd be playing it right now.
Or I'm getting back to play Tetris tonight.
You know, that's another complaint of mine we should talk about one show, is kids playing these games these days.
Oh, I know. They piss me off. God. And,
they're kind of spoiled, too, with these crazy graphics and stuff.
It's like you'd be playing online with them, say, on TO. And then pretty soon you're fucking talking like them.
The first,
hey, everything's gay.
Everything is gay. The number one online used word.
You must be gay.
That is so gay. Oh my gay. I see. I said, come on.
Now it sums up everything too. You know, like if you're playing and they're talking crap, you gay. Hey, vote him. He's gay. And they all start voting you. You know?
Because you're gay.
You're like a little shit, man. If I can get my hands on you.
Shouldn't you be in school right now? Everybody who's seeing
Pastor Jay, bedtime.
Yeah.
Huh?
What's that? Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It's gonna be like that at the end of that movie when I'm going around with my list kicking all your asses. Were you Deathlord 666 on the Homeland server on July 10th? Yes. Then beat the shit out of his little ass.
That would be great.
That would teach these guys.
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen any movies since the last show.
I had nothing here for me. I mean, Two Towers, but yeah. Everyone's seen that so far.
Yeah, I'm sure most people seen that more than once.
I went to Best Buy, got a tuxedo.
The tuxedo with
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan and Jennifer your Love wife? Hewitt. Jennifer Love Hewitt. And
Jennifer God Hewitt.
God, yeah, the goddess.
Oh, God, oh.
And
oh, no, I don't go that way.
You're gay. Vote his ass out of here. Leave the show.
Yeah.
Tuxedo. It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
story sucks. Acting sucks, too. All right. It's a bad movie.
Pretty weak.
But
huh?
It's a good Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah, it's
a Jackie Chan. We all love Jackie.
This is where we need that sound.
This guy produces like 35 movies a year.
He's like,
I mean, you gotta give
Sony
the guy credit, you know? I mean, of course, most of them suck, but hey, you know? 35 movies a year. The guy's been in over 1,000 movies.
How many of those were pornos?
Jackie Chan does Dallas.
No, I think he's, David Oz Hong Kong.
David Oz Hong Kong.
Nothing personal, Jackie.
Yeah, I didn't really like, yeah.
Just a joke.
Was he, he's in Shanghai, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
Shanghai
him?
Noon.
Yeah, that's, isn't that Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fucking bomb, and I'm so going to see Shanghai Nights. I gotta get my hands on that and watch that somehow. Get my ass down to the theater. Yeah, I didn't care for Tuxedo either. I watched like a half an hour of it and I couldn't take it anymore. I had to turn it off. It was pretty bad. And I hear the same thing about Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil. It got horrible reviews. I mean, I was hearing people saying, you know, don't even pay to go see this movie. That's pretty bad.
Damn.
Yeah, right.
That
don't
steers
pay,
me
huh?
clear right there.
Yeah.
Top box office. That's Daredevil.
It's the number one in the box office right now.
I think so.
Jesus Christ. I keep hearing bad things about it.
That's what I didn't hear as bad things.
Damn, like Tomb Raider, though. I heard a lot of bad shit about Tomb Raider, and I think it was decent.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Tomb Raider, they're
making
a new
movie.
Indiana Jones game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. I don't know. It's coming out for the Xbox. The demos are out. Everybody check out your Xbox magazine for this month. The demos in there. They need another Indiana Jones movie is what they need.
Yeah,
that was the shit. You know, those were some good movies.
Wait for me, Indy.
Harrison Ford, he's a great actor.
Yeah, but what are they going to do now? They can't have him in there now.
Nah,
he'd be all old and crusty.
Yeah, he can swim from tree to tree.
Maybe he should have a son.
Yeah, definitely. Indy Jr. Definitely. That would be some shit right there. As long as
but
they don't screw it up, like Star
who
Wars.
Who would they get to play?
I'd be Jr.
They'd probably have Vin Diesel playing it since he's been on the movies lately. He's so
I would pick Brendan Fraser because... Brendan Fraser.
Damn.
He's good, a
good call.
Actor.
Good call.
The Mummy, I mean, God, the guy's
That's
got
almost like Indiana Jones.
It is, huh?
That movie is great.
Yeah,
it is. First and the second one.
I like
that. Sinoma is a sequel sucks.
That sequel was pretty awesome.
Ooh,
I like
man.
That. Well, no, I'm not, I don't know. I don't see how they dropped the ball with Daredevil after X-Men. X-Men was the bomb. I really thought that was such a good movie. And they're working on a second one. And they just released 1.5. How stupid. I don't know if anybody saw that. How retarded for a movie company to release.
Are they going
to
have a patch for it?
Probably will. They probably will. They'll fix something stupid. That's pretty weak. That's really weak. I can't believe that. I mean, they should have called it something special edition. You know? Yeah. Come on.
I think the first one is
the special edition. I mean, they could have called it like the ultimate edition or something.
Maybe a special edition.
Let's hope the disc. Yeah. Let's hope the discs don't deteriorate like some of the movies. I don't know if anybody else saw that.
I heard about that.
Yeah, some of the DVDs are deteriorating. And the ones that are... God, I can't remember which ones are doing it, but I remember that... Because I have it. Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the two-disc one? Yeah, they're starting to deteriorate, the discs. What a great idea by the movie industry, huh? Let's just slip this in here so you gotta buy our fucking movie again. Yeah, Independence Day was great, but Jesus Christ.
And Lord of the Rings, on the disc set.
Fuck, yeah.
How many versions are coming out? Three?
Yeah, they got, three, well, okay.
The Rieger one?
The four-disc extended one.
Yeah.
Then the four-disc extended one with, like, book ends or something. It's got something weird in it. I didn't get that one. I got the extended version. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to release the Two Towers the same way. They're going to release, like, the one-disc version, the four-disc version, then, like, the fat version with the same four discs, though, and, like, some bookends or a hilt of a sword or fucking, I don't know.
Then when they get, three of them out there, they're going to release a trilogy.
Exactly.
Put them all together.
Exactly. Then we're going to have, like, a 20-disc set.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, 700 hours of extra footage. You know, and we're all going to have to run out and buy it again. It sucks. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they have to market that way because their movies suck these days, and when they get a gem... They're going to have to hang on to it.
There hasn't been too many gems lately in the movie industry.
No, thank God for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And Matrix comes out again, the new one, the second one. Yeah, what's it called? Reloaded or some shit?
Something like that.
And that Animatrix thing? Did you guys see that?
No.
I did see one part of it.
I think it's Animatrix, AniMatrix.com, or it's What is the Animatrix or some shit like that. It is fucking awesome. They're doing, like, anime of the Matrix, though, and it is bad. And they're giving it out for free. It's free. You can download it in QuickTime format, though. They should have made it DivX. You know?
Mac.
Yeah. I don't care.
People don't know how to encode that well.
That's all right.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, you're a woman. I'll be converting that, I think, to DivX for my personal archive here pretty soon. But I think the next one's coming out sometime this month. I think it's like five parts of the Animatrix we get for free.
Wow.
Like they're just, and then they're going to release like a DVD of it, which I will be buying. Because like just that first part is like 9 minutes long and it is awesome. I'm going to have to show you them after we're done here. I haven't seen anything else new. I watched almost all of Drugstore Cowboy though, an older movie, which I'll tell you what, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and you said it was going to suck.
Yeah, I thought it was going to suck. Hunter told me. This movie's awesome, and sure enough, I was loving it, but, like, I mean, I work graveyard, so I have a hard time staying up, especially when I'm, like, laying down, and I passed out twice trying to watch it, but, God, that movie is awesome, so, what's the name of the actor, that main guy in it?
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon's in it, he's, like,
he's the man.
It's pretty awesome, this movie, you gotta see this, he's a junkie, him and his wife, or is that just his girlfriend, I can't remember.
It's his girlfriend.
Probably. They're junkies, and they have this other dude and like his girlfriend that they towed around with them, and they rob drugstores, like, you know, Rite Aid and Thrifty and whatnot. Oh, and, you know, they bust into the pharmaceuticals out there, and it is a good movie. Just watching, you know, them, they break into the place, you know, the hospital, when they broke into the hospital and stuff, you know, and they're in there, and that whole scene happens with the...
I highly recommend this movie to anybody listening right now.
Definitely.
Go see this movie.
Definitely. That movie is awesome. Yeah, go rent it, buy it. I don't care what you do. Drugstore Cowboy. That movie's great. I'm going to have to watch some more movies for next show, but that's okay, because this isn't mainly about other things. This is mainly about games. And I think we're done here. I just had a few things to say. I watched, a show I'd heard of. I never heard it before. I heard it a couple days ago. I finally got Sean Kennedy Show. I guess it's a rant radio show. It was pretty good. I mean, I liked it a lot. He talks a lot about, like, issues and stuff, like, you know, real world action, not fucking around, like games and shit. It was a really good show. I want to say thanks to Dual Parallel for offering to put up our show, but we got hosting right away. I couldn't believe how quick that turned around for us. So we got the show up on our own site now. That's hwhq.com. And we're out. Anybody else?
That's it. Until next time, talk to you then.
Peace.
Hasta la vista.
first I was afraid, I was petrified. But I couldn't get a frag without you by my side. And then I spent so many rounds just camping out all on my own, and I grew strong. And now I'm defusing the bomb, and now I'm back. So shut your face. You cannot play as good as me, you're such a fat disgrace. Weren't you the one who left me playing on my own? All up to me, the VIP, a new chance, not I. I will survive as long as I have armor, and I know I'll stay alive. And now you're back and expect weapons thrown for free, but I'm saving all my money for an AWP. CT's alright, you won't survive, because the second I see you with my cult, you're gonna die. You just TK and keep the frags off all your own, buddy. Get ready, man, for platitudes of shit now that you're on. Teams apart, but that line's old and about as fresh as pepper chili fart. You just want kills, you do not care about your team. You've been bad 37 times, but keep on coming back in clean. He's in the pipes, out on the lawn. You're cheating, tell me why the hell Force Case Cam isn't on. We can't do shit by simply banning your IP. Someone bring up down the console and you ban his one ID. Oh no, not I. I will survive, no matter how much you are cheating. Well, I know I'll stay alive. You might have speed cheats on or wall hacks on your CD, but I've got the same ones running, so just try and fuck with me. Play. The final round is coming in, and you have not 1 ounce of class, so you can take stupid AK, shove it right up in your ass. Now time is running out, 5 minutes on the clock. You lost your gun, you lost your style, you're playing shuttlecock. It's you and me, it's one on one, so one must die. Now I'm zooming in my reticle, so baby it's goodbye. Oh no, not I will survive. Can you remember when you fragged me and I lost my life? So many months ago that match was far away, but now so sudden when I beat you, you've got nothing left to say.